In the criminal justice system, judgment-based offenses are considered especially heinous. In Rochester, New York, the dedicated radio hosts who investigate these vicious crimes are members of an elite squad known as the Breakfast Buzz. These are their stories.
Yes, it's case 118118 here on the Judgment Zone. Kanye just noticed that Sandy had a pair of scissors on the on her countertop here that she got from the one of the desks here. In the front desk, Mary.
I grabbed her scissors. What's the problem? Okay. I needed scissors. Well, Mary's not here, obviously. The office is not open.
Well, he's putting you in the Judgment Zone because he don't think that's very nice.
What's not nice about it?
You're going into somebody else's space, whether it's company, personal, doesn't matter. You're going to their space and taking something from them that they expect to be there the next time they open it.
And it will be. I am very respectful of other people's property. I take good care of it. I put it exactly where I found it.
I'd like to submit an affidavit. I don't know if that's the right word or not, but I like the way it sounds. Into evidence, Exhibit A,
yeah.
An email from our boss saying that you left the space heater on using company property irresponsibly for an entire weekend.
Okay.
Character.
Everybody has their moment.
Character evidence.
Alleged left it on. I still will argue that. I do not recall.
Just say objection.
Oh, objection.
Your lawyer and defendant at the same time. You plead in your own case. So what do you do is you call 222-BUZZ. Help us figure this out. Is it jerk or justified to take something off of somebody's desk without them knowing?
Yeah, but when you say, well, hold up. When you say something, there are limits. I even understand that. No food. You're not allowed to take someone's personal property. You can't put on someone's coat or use someone's blanket because you know it's theirs. Mm-hmm. This is company property. This is scissors, tape, stapler is okay, marker is okay. If it's on their desk and you need it quick, grab it, put it back.
And if you need to be cheered up in the that little sunflower that dances back and forth because it's in the sunlight.
And if you've never worked in an office before, you could equate this to working in a blue collar job because I've done it before. I've had a work van which technically was owned by the company, but I had it organized the way I had it organized. I knew where every half inch piece of copper pipe was, every gasket I needed for a toilet when I worked in plumbing full time, every single thing. If somebody touched something in that van and I went to a job the next time thinking I had one of these items left and I did it because they took it and didn't.
You are making it sound like I'm not going to put it back. If I needed to borrow a wrench from your van, I would borrow the wrench. It's a company van. It's a company wrench. I will borrow it and put it right back before you need it.
But you don't know that Mary is not going to come in early to get extra work done and be here before you get a chance to put it back. You don't know.
Mm. I'm going to put it back right now before she gets here.
She's just parked.
She did not.
Well, the radio audience can't see that.
And I can't see it either. I think you're making that up. All right, so how do you vote? Jerk? Is it jerk or justified to take something from somebody's desk? It's 222-2899. We got calls coming in, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, first one. Hi to Buzz, jerk or justified?
Gotta say it's jerk. Yeah, I have six siblings, and they take my stuff all the time and annoy the crap out of me.
That's
definitely jerk.
Okay, just because you have a personal bitterness around this, I am not going into Mary's purse and borrowing something. I am just on her desk. Pair of scissors.
Listen, why don't you just wait till she gets here?
Her desk is still her personal space.
Just wait till she gets here. Then you can ask her. You and Mary can scissor together all afternoon.
Oh,
Mary is so sweet. She would be like, of course, take the scissors. So I already know she's going to say, of course, take the scissors. Do I really have to wait? I need them now.
What, okay. You don't know that. What if she's like, sorry, I got to do work with these.
I'm making paper dolls.
I'm done with the scissors. You can, come on now. Come on now. Is that like I'm borrowing it for a week?
I don't know. When I go on a job and if I had a new construction job, they would say you have to bring your own hand tools. You have to bring your own hammer, your own level, your own screwdriver, whatever, tool belt. You should be doing the same thing in an office setting. You should bring your own stapler.
Yeah, but these aren't her personal ones. They are the company ones. Mm-hmm. If I used scissors every single day, they probably would give me my own pair of scissors.
Ooh.
But I don't use scissors every day. I borrow Mary's.
Okay, jerk it is. Got it. Jerk is registered. Hi to Buzz.
Good morning. Well, what's the office policy as far as
material or things that you're using, staplers, pen, pencils, things like that.
Did you read the handbook?
Depending upon the office policy, it's office property. And usually the office will give you a key to lock a specific drawer that's going to be personal property. So not knowing your policy, I would say justified.
Thank you. We'll just stop there.
Right.
I don't even know our own policy. So
right. I got to be honest with you, Ray. Over the last year or so we've been doing the Judgment Zone, your litigation has gotten extremely better. Like, you're all technical now and like specific. I love it.
Forensic almost. Thanks,
well,
Ray.
Well, that's the answer. I'll just say justified because The stuff is office supplied. If it's a personal drawer, if she's taking personal things, then no, it would be a total jerk.
That is true. That drawer is a drawer that is not locked, and there are drawers that are locked.
Thanks, Ray.
Right. Because
I've checked
it. There you go. Justified.
Yep. You're working, and you need a stapler. You need a pair of scissors like Sandy here. And she has been put in the Buzz Judgment Zone this morning. 222 Buzz is our number. 222-2899.
Wrongfully put here.
Kanya noticed that she had a pair of scissors that aren't usually at her area.
Yeah, I don't have scissors. They don't supply us with scissors. Why would we need scissors?
Man, never get me scissors.
So where do you find scissors? There's not a drawer of scissors here at Entercom, so you go to the front desk. Mary has everything, everything up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know where her scissors are because I've borrowed them from her before.
Mm.
She always points to the same drawer. Scissors, tape. Now, the tape is in the other drawer on the other side of her desk, but the scissors are always right here, the drawer closest to us. There's envelopes in there, too, and she always points to the same drawer, so I know exactly where they are. I have all intentions on getting them back to where I found them before she gets into work.
By Mary's desk. As soon as you walk into Entercom, if you were to win a prize here on the Buzz, you'd come and see Mary's desk. That's the first thing you'd see, and you'd see Mary. Behind there, there's a stash of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A supply cabinet. Where you can go and get whatever you want because there's multiple black pens or multiple legal pads or whatever. But not in Mary's desk. Mary's assigned desk. Can you go in and grab something of hers? Just because Mary, or if you're listening right now, your coworker who's always prepared, just because Mary is prepared and has everything she needs doesn't mean you could tap into that. You should have everything you need. By the way, I don't even want to go down this road, but I'm just curious to see whether or not you use those scissors for company use or personal use.
So I guess you're calling this jerk and you're calling this justified.
Yeah, don't incriminate yourself.
Does it matter?
Oh, it's personal use.
That is not.
I didn't even need to pull that
take
card.
Take that evidence out. That doesn't matter. Doesn't apply to the court case. Those are office supplies. Everybody, they're not Mary's personal. If it was Mary's personal whatever, I would never dare touch her personal things. Never food. Never. I mean, she always has a nice cozy sweater up there. I would never grab her sweater, even if I'm freezing.
What about the space heater?
The space heater every day you grab, though.
Borrow. And she said I can borrow it. Oh, my gosh. Really? Do you people not share in your life?
There you go.
Selfish little brat.
What is your answer? How do you vote? Be the jury on the Judgment Zone. You vote jerk or justified. 222-2899. Here we go. Tie the buzz. Jerk or justified. I got to push the button, don't I? Hi, Buzz. Go ahead.
Sandy, I didn't have any fingernail clippers, so I went in your house and took them.
Okay. Okay, hold on a second. Going into someone's house is completely different.
No, hey, that desk is specifically for that coworker and their personal belongings. You're a jerk.
Okay, now wait a minute. These are office supplies. The coworker didn't pay for these scissors. They were.
What if they had something in there you did not want to?
This happened to me before. This happened. I'll wait till after the trial.
What if you opened that up and there was something in there that you went, oh no, I shouldn't have looked in here?
This happened to me, and I'll tell you after the trial this morning around 7:30. But yeah, that's a great point because it's happened before.
Don't go into somebody else's stuff. Ask first.
But
this is elementary school. Come on, we learned this in fifth grade.
Thank you.
Jerk or justified?
It's John.
What's up, John?
Hey, Andy's justified as long as she gets them back into Mary's desk before Mary gets back.
See? Yes.
Wow, Mary? So what doesn't know her won't kill her?
It, Exactly.
Let's run the whole world like that then. My gosh.
I would put them back exactly how I found them. And now
wipe all the prints off it too.
When I ask Mary when she is around, she's always like, right there. That's the drawer with the tape, the scissors, the stapler. So?
John, what if somebody came into your house and took, you know, I imagine your scissors are the size of those, like, ribbon cutting scissors that they have at, when they open up new businesses because you're, like, 7'2". So what if somebody came and took those from your house without you knowing and put them back? You wouldn't care?
Well, they'd have to get by my two dogs first.
Mary needs some dogs is the point of this judgment zone. Thank you.
See ya.
Hi, The Buzz. Jerk or Justified?
I'm going to have to vote jerk because you are violating that other employee's space. And regardless if you're just using the scissors for a quick snip, you're still violating that sanctuary that she has created for herself.
Okay.
Sanctuary.
I think we're talking millennial talk now. A little overdramatic here. Sanctuary, violating space.
True.
Yeah. And plus the wear and tear on those scissors. Now, like, when she goes to use them in a couple months, they're going to not work.
So she goes to someone else's desk and borrows theirs.
See? Oh, wow. You're just creating chaos.
It's all company. I'm all about sharing and caring. So I will share your scissors and I will care for them.
Thank you. Hi to Buzz. Jerk or Justified to take something off somebody's desk at work?
Oh, I have to say jerk. Oh,
you have to say, Scott, hold on a second. I object. Okay. The way you're presenting this case.
How would you say it?
You take company supplies off of someone's desk. Because I would never eat somebody else's food. I would never use somebody else's personal
items.
You
didn't eat anyone else's food. Didn't you eat a bag of chips from Tanya?
Dunk.
Okay, but that was... That was like...
He left in the studio. He forgot about it. You went and ate a whole bag of chips that he left behind.
I was PMSing and I wanted salt.
What if she has an obsessive, like, you know, her stuff needs to be in a certain spot.
Yeah.
So put it a quarter inch off.
The studio.
It's completely bad because Andy had to go put a scissors a quarter off from where they're supposed to be.
Okay.
The studio was everybody's space.
Mm-hmm.
And scissors, they're good. Please.
Let's argue another one, shall we?
It
would be different if you asked her and then she's like, oh, yeah, anytime you need them, go ahead and take them.
Mm. She
like,
pretty much said that.
You're my friend. Like, hey, don't knock, just come on in.
Yeah, I think she pretty much said that at one time or another.
Or never.
Thank you.
I'm not sure.
Hi, The Buzz. You're on the Judgment Zone. Jerk or Justified?
Hey, Scott. The question is, did you use it?
Yes, she did use it.
Steal it and not put it back.
She put it back.
Oh, here we go again. Stealing.
You are justified.
Okay, Bill. Thanks. Hello, The Buzz. Jerk or Justified?
A total jerk.
Okay. You don't have to be so...
This is a disaster. I mean, you thought Hurricane Sandy in 2012 was a disaster.
Right. I'm a secretary, and I know people take my stuff all the time.
I feel
like you're yelling at me like a judge in court before. I'm having flashbacks right now.
You're lucky you didn't take a pen. Taking people's pens. Don't ever take a pen.
I put it back.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's her face.
You go, girl.
That's right.
Where do you work?
Oh, I work for Rochester Regional.
All right.
Rochester Regional has a good secretary. Probably the best in Rochester.
An angry secretary.
No, don't touch her stuff.
She cares about her job. That's why she's going to be there forever if they know what's good for them. You go, girl.
That's right.
Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to The Buzz. Bye-bye.
Love that woman. Love her.
Hey, to take someone, to borrow something off of someone's desk without them knowing, is it jerk or Justified?
Company supplies, you have to say.
There you go. Okay.
Not personal items.
Not personal items. Okay, hi to Buzz. Is it jerk or is it Justified?
Justified.
Oh! Yay! You just made it a hung
you
jury.
You gotta be kidding me.
Hung jury.
The question is, who bought it?
The company.
The company. Right.
Okay, then it's totally justified. It's company property.
Yeah.
She's a company employee. She's using company property.
Yeah. Oh, you took my language.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
All this technical.
Thank you.
Schmechnical.
Pretty clean.
Oh, God.
The mic that you're using right now, is that yours or the company's?
Oh.
If she moves over and starts talking to your mic, is she a jerk for talking into your mic?
Oh, my God, I love you. Thank you for showing up to court. Yes, very good point, Scott.
Thank you for tying it. Okay, it's tied, right? Hung jury?
Yes.
All right.
My heart is
racing. The next call will decide the fate of case 11-8. To borrow something off of someone's desk at work. Nothing personal. Hi, The Buzz. You're on the Judgment Zone. You're holding this whole balance in your hands. How do you vote, Jerk or Justified?
Well, I have a question for Scott.
Yes.
What was the verdict of you borrowing your neighbor's ladder last year?
Okay, but that is personal property.
Answer.
He was a jerk. But that was borrowing personal property. This is company property. That is the difference. I would never, ever take Mary's, you know, shoes, that she extra pair of shoes or whatever.
Oh, or improv skills.
Yeah, that was awesome, Sandy.
Sometimes she has extra shoes, if you notice, so in the wintertime.
Yeah, she does.
She does.
Stuff, we don't notice her extra wardrobe.
Because we don't go through her stuff. Yeah, so how do you vote? It was some personal property.
It was company, scissors, company pays for it.
Well, unfortunately, Sandy, I have to say Jerk.
What?
Yeah.
Wait.
You got to be consistent here.
No, but hold on. Did you hear what he said? Hold on. Did you hear what I said? I would never walk on Mary's front yard and take her lawn gnome, but I would the desk.
I know, but you know, no. I'd be upset if someone went in my desk.
Can I pay you to switch your vote?
You can't bribe the jury.
Yeah.
Can you just say in one sentence, Sandy, you are a big, fat, ridiculous, scissor-stealing jerk?
Well, I wouldn't say it like that.
You're a jerk anyway. Thank you. Oh, the verdict is in.
Why did the jurors do it for you? Yeah. Not for me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.